Truth and giving us your son Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you. you, Lord God. Because of your son, we have that truth and that peace. We have that justice, Lord. And we want to tell you thank you on today, God. Oh, God, we owe it all to you, Lord God. Even when they try to put your people in prison, God. Oh, God, we know as long as we continue to hold on to our faith and we stand on that truth will make us free. And we will prevail. And we are reigning in victory, God. And because victory is already given to us, Lord God, we can stand on it, God, until we see that day. Oh, God, when that truth is revealed, Lord God. It don't matter who else don't believe it, Lord. God, we stand on that truth. It does not matter how other folks are persuaded, Lord God. Oh, God, we trust and believe in your word, God. And we lift you up on this morning, God. Oh, Lord, how great you are, God. We give you praise on this morning, God. Because it's all you, Lord God. We give you worship on this morning, God. Because it's us letting you know, God, that we know no matter what stands in our way. If you be for us, who can be against us? And even though the weapons form, they do not prosper, God. We don't know how long, Lord God, it may take. But we know for sure and for certain, God, that you are our avenger, Lord. And we want to tell you thank you, Lord God. In the midst of fighting with our adversaries, God. We want to tell you thank you, God, because we know that the battle is already won. It is a fixed fight, Lord God. It's all a setup, Lord. That you may get the glory in the end, God. Oh, God, we thank you on this morning, Lord. We bless your name, Father. We lift you up on today, Lord God, as we invite you in to come and be with us on this morning, God, as we lift you up today, God, that we may let you know, God, that you are great and nobody and nothing is greater than you, God, and that we stand on your word because we know that your word stands alone. It has power, God. Because from the very beginning, God, when you began to speak, some things came into existence, Lord. And we thank you on today, Father God. We thank you on today, Father God, for your word breaking us free. Breaking us free from some shackles and some chains. Breaking us free from some old ties and some soul ties. Breaking us free, Father God, from some habits, Lord God, some old ways, God, some old thoughts, Lord God. We bless you on today, Father God, for your way, your truth. And the life that you have set for us today, Lord God, because we will prevail. We will persevere. We will be victorious. And we are more than conquerors, Lord. Oh, God, we glorify you on today. We lift you up, Lord. And we bless you, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, because we would not be standing here without you, God. It's not by our power and our might, but by yours. Your might, your power, your strength, and we thank you for being our strength to be able to bear through some things, even though it caused us some pain, God, we thank you because even Jesus had to bear through some things that caused some pain, and to the very end, he endured, and the victory was his, Lord God, and we want to say you thank you because he paved the way for us, God, that we may be strengthened, that we may be able to bear through some things, God, even bear in the midst of some things, God, because in the end, we know that we will win. And that the victory belongs to us, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we glorify your name, God. God, may your people stand today and stand in victory, God, even in the midst of the trials or the tests they may be facing. Even if, God, there be some accusations against them, Lord God, may they keep their peace and be still and know that you are God. Oh, God, even as the people may be recruiting people, Lord God, to convince them of the lie, may they know that your truth, your word, it stands alone, Lord God. Oh, God, touch your people on today and let them know the blood still works. And the blood is still speaking. The blood is still calling out because the blood lives. That's why your son shed his blood for us. And we thank you for that on today. So, God, I'm asking that you would hear the cries from the blood for your people on today, God. Those, Lord God, who were done injustice, God, we know that you will serve justice for them, God. Oh, God, I'm asking on today that you will see about your people and wrap your arms around them, God. If they're in the courtroom, God, or they're fighting with some things that's going on in their personal lives, God, whether it be in their marriages or relationships, whether it be, Father God, some bickering going on, even on the jobs, God, touch on today, Father God, that your people would know, Lord God, that they don't have to say a word, Lord God, but to stand on post and know who they are and whose they are because they covered over you under your hand, Lord God, that the blood has them covered, Lord, that you are our shepherd, you are our protector, Lord God. So, God, I'm asking today that your protection be wrapped around your people, God, as they go through and experience some things, God. Let them know, God, it's not to break them, but to make them. But to strengthen them into knowing, God, and standing on their faith, God. Because we know, Lord God, if we don't have faith, Lord God, we can't please you, God. So today, God, we thank you for our faith, even a mustard seed of faith, to just believe, God, that you are God and you are God alone. You, God, and you stand all by yourself. You're the one who rules the reins. That you sit on the throne in heaven, God, and you use earth as your footstool. That lets us know that you are a great, big old God, and you stand mightily before us, God. We bless you on today, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We thank you, God, for standing before us. We thank you on today, God, that through the trials and the tests that we prevail, and we are more than conquerors, God. We thank you that your word has planted on inside of us, God, and it has taken root, God, that we know who we are and whose we are, God. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. We bless you on today, God, because we know, Lord God, we don't got to say a word, Lord. Even when it comes to our children, God, we thank you. You said you never seen a rice forsaken, nor they see begging bread. We thank you, God, for your word, God. You said that we ought to stand fully on our own, God, and keep your word, the sword of the spirit, God. That when these things come us, we got that truth that we can speak it back just as Jesus did. When the enemy came to tempt them, God, he spoke your truth back, God, and the enemy had to flee, God. So we know right now that even though the enemy may be coming trying to tempt us, Lord God, to stand on your truth and speak it, Lord. And in that season, he'll have to flee, God. Oh, God, strengthen your people today to stand mightily in you, God. Strengthen your people today, Lord God, to stand on post and be anchored, Lord God, no matter what comes their way, God. And when they get to a place and they feel weak, Lord God, I'm asking that you will give them wings or eagles to mount up and soar, Lord God. I'm asking on today, Lord God, and in those moments, Lord, when they feel like everything's coming up against them, Lord God, they will lay it all at your feet, Lord God, and lift you up and praise and worship you, Lord God. Even when they feel like they're about to lose it all, God, let them remember what Job did. He worshiped you in the midst of, Lord God. He never cursed you, Lord. Neither he deny your power of your sovereignty, God. So this morning, God, we praise you and we worship you, God, in spite of it all, God, because it's your truth, Lord. That makes us free is your truth. That makes us see is your truth, God. That gives us life. And through the blood that your son shed, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We thank you on today, Father God, for we will fear no evil. We will not fear, God, what man can do to us, what flesh can do to us, Lord. Because you're the only one who can put us in heaven and hell. You're the only one, Lord God, that can cut our days and add to them, God. So on today, Lord God, we, Father God, denounce that spirit of fear of what man can do to us, Lord. Because they are nothing compared to you, God. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are our way maker. You are our Prince of Peace. And we thank you on today, Lord, that we don't got to go back to that place in the wilderness and captivity. That we can be free and be free from it all, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time and this moment and this hour, Lord, to acknowledge you for all that you are for us, God, and all that you do. Oh, God, you are great and you are greatly to be praised, Lord. And we want you to know that we love you, Lord, and thank you for loving us. Thank you, Lord God, for not leaving us or forsaking us, God. Thank you, Lord God, for being with us, Lord God, as we endure and bear through it all, Lord God, because you said you'll be with us to the very end, Lord God. So we know we're not alone, God, as we go through this fight. We know we're not by ourselves, God, even when we find ourselves in the pit of the darkness, God, because you are our light, God. So, God, we thank you for never leaving us alone. It may feel lonely, God, because of all the things that's coming up and people just don't understand, God. But we thank you, God, that you understand. That's why you were with us. That's why you gave us Jesus, because you understood. You knew what we were going to have to go through. And we bless you on today, God. Hallelujah, God. We bless you, Lord. God, I ask today, God, that your people will open up their hearts to you and allow you to be who you are for them within their lives, God. To know that you are God and you're God all by yourself, God. That you'll be the way maker. That you'll be the peacekeeper. That you'll be the healer, Lord God. Whatever it is that they need, Lord, as they come into the sanctuary today, God. May they come, God, with their hearts open. May they come, Lord God, with their arms open. Ready and welcoming to accept you and receive you, God, for all that you have for them, God. And all that you are to them, Lord God. Laying all their troubles at your feet, God. Because you said cast our cares upon you because you care for us, God. Not to let our hearts be troubled, God, and neither be afraid, God. So let them come today, Father God, ready to let it all go and release it unto you. Our God, the one who knows all and sees all. The one who holds our power in his hand, God. Oh, God, those who are on the way, Lord. God, I'm asking that you, Lord God, would guide them all the way here safely, Lord God, and not let anything the enemy may try to do to keep them from getting here, but they'll press their way through, Lord God, to come and get their breakthrough, Lord God. God, I ask them today that you would touch those who need to come and won't, Lord God. Oh, God, help them, Lord God, to be stripped of that pride today, or any fear, Lord God, or anything, Lord God, that's causing them to be restricted from coming, Lord God, to where they need to be. In the sanctuary, God, at the altar, Lord, in the hospital, Lord God, where your people can get their healing and their deliverance, Lord. Oh, God, I'm asking that you, Lord God, will meet your people wherever they're gathering today, Lord God, to hear your word and your truth and let them make them free, God, and that they won't leave the same way that they came, Lord. Oh, God, let them leave uplifted, Lord God. Let them leave encouraged, Lord God. Let them leave strengthened on today, God. Let them leave refreshed, God, and trouble-free, God. Oh, God, we thank you on today, Father God, for freeing us from our troubles and all our cares and current concerns and worries, God. Oh, God, we thank you on today, Lord God. God, may your people have their peace and their rest in you, Lord God. Let them let you have it all today, Father God. May they continue, Lord God, to be patient and wait on you, God, in the midst of, Lord God. In the knowing, God, that you are with them, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. You truly are one of a kind, God, and we bless your name, God. Oh, God, we thank you on today, God, because we are nothing without you, Lord. God, we thank you on today, Father God, for being all that we need you to be, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, we bless you. 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 We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Settle in today, God. Settle in today, Lord, and throw your weight around. Move on behalf of your people like I know you can, God. Because you were able, you are capable. God, there's nothing impossible for you, God. Oh, God, I'm asking that people will rest in you today. Rest in you and have that peace, Lord. That perfect peace, God, that surpasses all understanding, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. For we walk by faith and not by sight, God. Hallelujah. We believe in what we have not yet seen. Because we believe in an invisible God. And we know that you're very real within our lives, God. Oh, God, nobody else can do it but you, God. Nobody else can do it like you can, God. Oh, God, you are able. You're able. You're able, Lord. And we thank you, God. You're able. You're able. You're able. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Hallelujah, we lift you up, God. Hallelujah, we lift you up, God. Thank you for your justice, Lord. Thank you for your righteousness, God. Thank you for your truth and your fairness, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Lord,
We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name. We bless you, God. There's none like you, Lord. There's none like you, God. Hallelujah. We lift our hands up. We lift them up, Lord. We give you the salutations, God. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the honor, God, because you're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. There's none like you. There's none like you. There's none like you. You are He who was, who is, and who is to come. You, God, is the Alpha and the Omega. You, God, is the beginning and the end. There's none like you, God. Now, then, and even to come. There's none like you, God, in all the earth. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, God, and you're great to be praised. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We give you the salutations. We give you the reverence. We give you everything that's in us. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. 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 We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We don't tell you enough, but we gonna tell you right now. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Nobody deserves it more than you. And if by chance we done raised up somebody or something higher than you, we pulling it down right now. Every ache and pain, we pulling it down right now. Every fear and tear, we pulling it down right now. Every doubt and shame, we pulling it down right now. Every woman, child, man, and boy, we pulling it down right now. Every situation in our finances, we pulling it down right now. Every circumstance on our job, we pulling it down right now. Every discrepancy in our homes, we pulling it down right now. Everything is just a bottle in our minds, we pulling it down right now. Everything that's caused division in a marriage, we pulling it down right now. Everything, God, we laying it at your feet. We land it at your feet because you, God, is wonderful. You're marvelous. You're awesome. You're all powerful. You are the one that can handle it. You are the one that can change it. You are the one that can rearrange it. So we're giving it to you right now. Every situation, God, that's troubling our mind, every concern, God, that causes us to be in an uproar, all the stuff, God, we're laying at your feet. We emptying ourselves right now. We giving it all to you because we know, God, that you are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. You are the one that sits high and look low. You are the one, God, that can handle it all. It's a small matter to you. It don't even exist because you are the greatest of all time. It is you, God, and we bless you, Lord. And we are my little of all say, we bless you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will not fear. We will not be afraid. We will not be dismayed. But we're going to stand on your word because we know that your word is true. You are the word and you cannot lie. Hallelujah, Lord. We embrace you today. We grab you today. We holding on to the cloak of your garment. We honor all, Lord, until the bitter end. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Yeah, God. We are my little Shanita Lavasia.
yay, God. Breathe on us, your people today. Breathe on us, your people today. You know everything that's going on. You know all the discrepancies that's taking place. You know every device and every trick and everything that tries to deceive us, God, through the enemy. You know about it, God. Encourage your people. Leo Baba shed a little Sunday. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yay, God. Do it, Lord. Hi, man, little lobo sea, I get a lobo shea. Oh God, oh God, oh God. It's some things we're still carrying. It's some stuff that's hard for us to let go. It's some things we cannot get past. Help us today, God. Hallelujah. Open up your word. Expound your word. Illuminate your people through your word that they may know God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hi, I'm a little bit higher. Take them a little bit higher. Take them a little bit deeper. Expand on my me. I'm a little bit higher. Oh God, oh God, oh God. We crying out for you today. We need you, Lord. Rest, God, in this sanctuary. Rest, God, in our hearts. Rest, God, on our minds. Stabilize your people today, God. I am under the love of sea. Do it, Lord. Do it today, God. Touch the hearts, Lord. Touch the minds, God. Touch the bodies, Lord. Do it, God. Do it, Lord. For we need you, God. We need you like we never, ever needed you before. Let us not turn back to the old one. Let us not dwell on the past, God. But catapult your people to go forward. Hey, God. Catapult your people to go forward, God. That they won't be stuck. That they won't be in a stronghold. That they won't be shackled. That they won't be wrapped in bands of deceit. Catapult your people today, God. Oh God, he called my man, little about Sunday and about sea. Oh God, that he called Sunday and about sea. Oh, my man, Sunday and about sea. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, Baba, shed a little about sea. I get a little about sea. I am a little about sea. Oh, boy, your spirit to be a little about sea. Oh, no.
if I said it, said the Ocosi, I'ma do it. Said the Ocosi. Just wait, just wait. You will see how my mama said. Oh, oh God.
He already tried to prove himself.
He already tried to prove himself and tried to prove to us what we mean to him. He done did it over and over again, constantly, every single day. He shows us just how valuable we are, even when we think and believe we are invaluable because of what somebody said, or because of what somebody did, or how somebody act, or how they want to treat us. We so messed up in our mind and to our thoughts. It's not directed in understanding just what we mean to him. The name of the sermon today is accepting with assurance and knowing without fear. We don't accept a lot of stuff. We have to accept even the bad stuff, and yet keep the assurance that God gonna work it out for your good. We got to accept the things that people do negatively or say against us or whatever, with the assurance that God is your avenger. You got to accept that God say, let it go, because I got something greater for you, because I know a thoughts that I have towards you, and you got an expected end. That means a future. You got to accept that letting go so that you can receive the better with assurance. You got to accept that he is correcting you so that he can change you, even though it may hurt, with the assurance that he's making you to be the best that you can be. You got to accept it all with assurance, though, and knowing without fear. You got to know that what you are accepting, you are assured that God is the master planner. So you ain't scared of nothing. It don't matter how it look. You're not going to be afraid to lose it, because if he's taking it away from you, then that means that he got to make room for something that's better. You got to know that without fearing of losing it. Yet you got the assurance that my greater is coming. So what are you scared of? What are you afraid of? You got to accept that this is what happened so that it won't happen again. You got to accept it. How do I accept it? By accepting it. I'm accepting it because he making sure it don't happen again. But if I don't accept it, I'm going to have to keep repeating it until I finally say, okay, Lord, I accept it now. What? In accepting it, then that's when you say, Lord, what you trying to teach me? What you want me to learn? What you don't want me to do no more? What am I doing wrong? Because sometimes the ways of a man may seem frightening to you, but it's not. So you got to accept that you're wrong. You got to accept it and not be afraid, because your assurance is knowing that my greater is later. You got to accept it with assurance that he's not trying to break me, he's just making me. So if he corrected me, then evidently I need this to be purged out of me. Evidently this ain't pleasing in his sight. I don't want him to say, depart from me, I know you not, you work of iniquity. So purge me, prune me, Lord. You gotta accept that he gotta cut some things out or off. Sometimes you gotta cut some things off or out. You got to accept that it's going to pierce you. Not in one place, but in another place at the same time it's piercing that place. So,
You got to accept the versatility of God. He's not as simple as us, but he make everything simple for us. I'm going to say it again. He's not as fickle as us. Because he what? Don't change. We do. I hope y'all get it today. You got to accept with assurance and knowing without fear. I accept that I did that. And I'm assured that they're going to forgive me. But even if they don't, I'm going to forgive myself. Ha! Because I know if I forgive myself, I'm not going to have no regrets. Because my assurance is in God. Because what did he do? He redeemed me. Ha! He redeemed me. So I ain't got to feel guilty and feel bad, and I ain't got to mess myself up. I ain't got to be embarrassed. I ain't got to be ashamed. I ain't got to put my chin in my neck, and I sure ain't got to back up and into a corner in that dark place. I ain't got to, because he have already turned me around, because I accepted and took accountability for my mess. I accepted it. I accepted it by simply changing. See, you can't change unless you accept something. You got to first accept what? The truth. Because that's what makes you free. So I'm accepting the truth with the assurance that I'm going to be free from this and that and they and me. I'm going to be free from me because I'm a mess, baby. I'm going to accept that with the assurance. With the assurance of what? The new. Because I'm accepting that I was, with the assurance of knowing that I'm new. New what? Creature in God. So I'm accepting it. We're going to the book of Isaiah today. I'm going to prove it to y'all. I'm gonna prove it to y'all. Accepting with assurance and knowing without fear. I hope y'all ain't cold, because I'm on fire today, y'all. I'm hot. It's hot. Accepting with assurance and knowing without fear. To accept is to agree to receive, whether willingly or reluctantly. It may be hard for me to accept it, but I agree that it's true. I'm going to accept it willingly, even though it's hard for me to willingly be willfully to accept it. I'm accepting. I'm accept that hard thing is trying to keep me in a hard place with a hard heart. Ha. I'm accept it willingly. I am. To accept is to regard as right or true. It's to endure without protest or reaction. So even though I'm accepting it reluctantly because it's hard, and it's making me feel some type of way, I'm not going to react on it, and I'm not going to protest it. That means I ain't fit to argue, because I know you're right, but I just don't want to admit it. I don't want to confess it. I don't want nobody to know it. I don't want nobody to look at me funny. I don't want nobody to look at me differently. So I'm just going to go ahead and accept it. I'm not going to be so reluctant that I get a hard heart and get so prideful that I want to argue to try to make you look like you wrong when you trying to tell me my wrong, but I don't want to accept it. So I'm going to accept my wrong, and I ain't going to argue. I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to accept it. Even though it's reluctantly in my heart not to want to, I'm going to force myself to. I'm going to force myself to accept it and take accountability for it, because I know it's true And what is the truth going to do for me? It's going to free me. From what? Me. How? From being reluctant and prideful and haughty and wanting to argue because you know you wrong. You know it. You know it. Assurance. It's a state of mind in which one is free from doubt. It's when you got great faith in something or someone. So my assurance is in God and knowing that if I accept Him as my Lord and Savior, I'm free from it all. And what is to know? It's to be aware of or have knowledge of the truth or factuality of something as being convinced or certain of by understanding or experience. I'm going to read it again. To know is to be aware or have knowledge of the truth. To be aware or have knowledge of the truth or factuality of something as being convinced or certain of by understanding and experience. You understand. You just act like you don't. Because you don't want to accept it. You don't want to accept it because of your past experience that made you feel like you needed to justify or defend yourself. That's what he said. Fear is an uneasy state of mind or to experience concern or anxiety. It's to be afraid or apprehensive. That's fear. Fear will mess you up. It'll have you hyperventilating in a bag. I remember I used to suffer from anxiety, y'all. Things used to come in. I said, come on now. And when I suffered from anxiety, I had to be at least 12 or 13 years old. Me and my sister. We did anti-jump. Baby, one day, I said, wait a minute. Why that thing got me so offbeat like that? Why that thing got me so... And my grandmama told me, you ain't got to be scared of nothing but one person, and that's God. When she told me that, I still was reluctant to accept it, and I still was going through anxiety attacks because of what I saw and because of what I heard. You could tell my sister, you gonna get in trouble and get a whooping. She have anxiety so until she starts shaking all over and urinating on herself and everything. And she was my older sister. She really, today had to take her to the doctor. Just that scared. So she never, I believe my sister got 2 whoopings out of her whole childhood. Because she was just that afraid to get in trouble. For real. Bless her heart, she did today. But let me tell you, in the book of Isaiah, we're going to chapter 43. What we need to know and what we need to realize is that it don't matter what nobody say, how they act, what they do, it don't matter how they wish ill will on you. I don't care if they like you today and hate you tomorrow. It don't matter. I have experienced all that stuff. I experienced people trying to recruit other people for this. I experienced the lies. I experienced people even escorting me out of their houses, out of the churches. I done experienced it all. I done experienced people that I thought and believed that was really, really had my best interest at heart. Baby, they make you say Judas. I done had several Judases in my life. Baby, I have tried. I have even got to the place and to the point that I didn't want people to think and feel like this about me until I do so. The Lord, I do something for them. The Lord be done told me what He fit to do for me. So I hurry up and do something for them so that when God get to doing stuff for me, they won't be jealous. I done went all out my way to do, I done took, because I was so concerned about how they feeling about me, or what they, because I want everybody to be happy, as well as being happy for me. Is that too much to ask? I want everybody to be real and true. Don't spare my feelings and lie to me when I need the truth. I'd rather have a one friend that's going to be truthful about every single thing towards me, even if it's going to hurt my feelings or make me be a better person. I'd rather have that one friend instead of a multitude of deceivers and fakers and liars. For real. Because I ain't finna go to hell with y'all. I don't want to go to hell. I don't. Isaiah chapter 43. I want y'all to really understand and really realize your value and what you mean to God. So while you're going through all this different other stuff, please keep in mind it's all necessary for your good. You have to experience these things that God may expose what's down in the inside of you that he don't want to be there. You have to experience these things so that you can know that you are what? More than a conqueror. You have to experience these things so that you know that you got the victory you was designed for. It was predestined and let's go to the book. The name of the sermon again today is Accepting with Assurance and Knowing Without Fear. Isaiah chapter 43. But now, thus said the Lord, that created thee, you, O Jacob. So instead of saying, O Jacob, put your name there as you read. But now, thus said the Lord, that created thee, O Yvette. Put your name there. And he that formed thee, O Yvette, fear not. I'm not going to be afraid. Now, even before anything start happening or occurred in my life, God said, fear not. What did he say to Jacob? This is what he said. O Jacob, I created you. I formed you. Don't be scared. So the first thought that came to my mind when I was reading that scripture, it was like, so he made me. And he created me and he formed me. He telling me not to be scared. Why is he telling me not to be scared? Because I am the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm the one to hold all power in my hand. You ain't got to be scared. Because if I go before you, who can stand against you? You ain't got to be afraid. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. So you now he telling me not to be afraid before he even tell me or allow me to go through anything in my life. Before I experience anything in my thoughts. Because what I see and what I hear caused me to think. So he telling me from jump, don't be scared. Don't be scared. But now thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. And what is redeemed? It's to free from the consequences of sin. It's to change for the better. See, we go through so much and we do so much. We have did some things that we regret or did some things that we wish that we hadn't did or even thought some things or whatever. The Lord said, you ain't even got to be afraid that I'm not going to do this for you or I'm not going to allow this to happen for you because I redeemed you. I have freed you from your sin because you made a decision to stop. You made a decision to turn. You made a decision to change. So I have redeemed you. In other words, I have taken you back into my bosom. You ain't got to be afraid. You ain't got to be afraid and let your thoughts make you think that you is not loved by God. Because he loved you so much. I'm almost getting ahead of myself. Let me finish reading this one. But now, thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Do you get it? He know who you is. He know what you capable of. He know what you did. He know how you did it. He know how often you did it. He know what you think. He know what you premeditate. He know you personally. Why? Because he created you and formed you, people. You are not a stranger to him. He knew you before you even knew you. He knew you before you was even formed in the very bowels of your mind. He knew you before your mama knew you. He knew you. He knew your name before they even named you. He personally know who you are. You are not a stranger to him. He know our sinful ways and even our acts, because he said it, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know? He knows what's down in the inside of us, and yet he say, I done pulled you back. Why do you see, we so valuable to him until he say he married to a backslider. Marriage is from what? Till death do us part. And even then, he say, if you do this and do that, then you would be with me for what? All eternity. So not even death, he put that under his feet. Death would not even separate you from the value that you are to him. Is y'all getting it? He know who you are. He had an intimacy with you way before you knew what intimacy was. He knew. He had an intimacy with you even before you knew what intimacy was. He knew who you was. He named you. He did. That's what he did. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou pass through the waters, I will be with you. Now, when he say pass through the water, y'all got to think about when he allowed one of his disciples, he said, come to me. Come on. Come to me. He stood on the water. And he did not sink. Why? Because Jesus was with him. But soon as he took his mind and got to looking around, he got scared. And then starts thinking, you ain't got to be afraid, because he said he with you now. So when you pass through the water, please know that he is with you. It's okay. You're going to get wet if you walk out there in that rain. Guess what? It ain't number one. And what the water do? Really washes you. Is it? It's okay. If you pack, listen to this. It gets a little bit deep. Listen. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. See, because when you get in the water, you just getting a little wet. But when you go in a river, you start going down. The Lord said it ain't going to overflow you. How many times you done said, I'm up to here? He said it ain't going to overflow you. So in other words, you ain't finna drown. I can't take no more. Yes, you can. Enough is enough. No, it's not. Is y'all getting it? When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. So yes, you hear they say, if it get too hot in the kitchen, you better get. Guess what? If you walk out that kitchen, you still in the oven. Your life, listen to me today, is always gonna feel like you getting burned by something, somebody, in some form. Or some fashion. You're going to feel like you're getting burned. The Bible says it's not going to kindle you. So if it don't kindle you, that means I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me read these scriptures and then I'm going to talk. Okay? I'm going to read the scriptures. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom. And what is a ransom? A ransom is to free from captivity or punishment by paying a price. Okay, look, I'm going to explain that. I'm going to read these scriptures, then I'm going to go back and explain it. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Y'all ain't got to worry about what nobody say or what nobody do for y'all. Y'all ain't got to worry about even getting no revenge or even trying to defend or justify yourself when things are said or done towards you. Why? Because God say, instead of them trying to burn you, I'll put somebody in front of you so they can get burned up. I just read that. I'm just explaining the scripture so that y'all can really understand that how precious you are. He said, I called you precious. He said, I love you so much. And so I would give other people life for your life. So when you going somewhere or you out doing something, and then you, because this happened to me. I was riding up the highway, and in the midst I was riding up the highway. The next thing you know, I saw the most terrible accident in my rearview mirror. Until I stopped, came up on the next exit, came back around so that I could try to help the people. What if I had been going a little bit slower? What if I had waited 30 minutes before I left, and then it would have been me. See, no trap can ensnare you from the devil, because the devil wants to sift you as wheat. He want to kill you. He know that Jesus already paid the price for us so that we could be free from captivity. Where? In our minds. See, because it starts in our mind, y'all. From what? What we see and what we hear. So, I ain't got to worry about getting no revenge on nobody. Because you in trouble because you done offended me already. So because you offended me, you should have just went and killed yourself. Because he know who I am. He called me precious, and he called me beloved, and he reminded me that he don't just know who I am, that he named me. I got my name from the Most High God. So in him naming me, it don't matter that you calling me out my name.
Ooh, what
was that word years ago? Because you a liar, and God is the truth. So if God is the truth, then if you calling me out my name, you lying, because he already know my name. So I'm not going to be afraid that you think I am what you called me. It's not going to shake me or make me feel discombobulated. Because you a liar. That ain't my name. So I ain't even mad at you because you're confused. You're confused about who I am. I'm not confused about who I am. I'm a beloved. I'm precious. He say he created me. He formed me. He say he knew me. So I know whose I am. So when it going gets tough, I know he's a tenderizer. I ain't got to think that I can't get through it. I don't know why I see a rubber band. You know how a rubber band, you keep trying to push and push and stretch and stretch. You just can't get through it and just can't do it. Baby, he'll break it. Because he said that he was anointed to break the chains, to heal the broken heart. So I have accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior with the assurance of knowing that I may be broken, but you didn't break me. So why am I broken? Because of what I experienced. And in the midst of me being experienced, in the midst of me experiencing that thing that caused me to be broken, he told me that he is anointed to heal the broken heart. So my heart ain't even broken no more, because I accepted what has happened to me as a lesson that he is trying to teach me how to forgive you so that I can forgive myself. Because once we forgive somebody else, we get to saying this: I should have never did this. I should have never gave him another chance. I shouldn't have. I'm forgiving you, and then I'm going to forgive myself so that God can forgive me, because I probably was sinning in the midst. So I'm accepting with assurance. I'm accepting, and I know without fear. I'm not going to be afraid to lose nothing. Because everything that I lose, even if it's a person, I know he's going to restore. That's my assurance. I'm accepting my loss with the assurance of knowing that he's going to give me double for my trouble. So I'm not going to be afraid, because I know. I know. I'm not going to pay attention to what I see, because that may literally hinder what I believe. I'm going to accept what I see with the assurance and knowing that what I believe is going to work out for my good. I'm accepting. I'm accepting with assurance that I may be here for a long time, but this too shall pass. So I'm not going to be afraid that I'm going to be here for the rest of my life. Because I know who he is. He's a game changer. How is he a game changer? Because he said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you that are good and not evil. So while I think and believe that God don't love me, I got to remember that he called me precious and beloved. And then he reminded me and said, I love you. No matter what I do, what I go through, or what other people do to me, he say nothing will separate his love from me. So I know I'm always loved. Even as a sinner, God loves me. He just don't love to sin. Did y'all get that? He said it in his book. I'm not going to be so distracted with the cares of this world and this life that caused me to get so messed up that I do anything and by any means necessary for to make this happen or think that this can happen if I do this to alter my journey. Why? Because I'm accepting that I'm in this time and knowing that he gonna supply my every need. So I'm not afraid to have little, because I'm lacking nothing. I'm lacking nothing. I may have little, but I ain't lacking. And what do the Bible say? Despise not small. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not gonna allow myself to believe that because I have the little, that I'm gonna get in a place of fear of not having nothing. Because he said that he would give me that what? Overflow. The more than enough. So I'm accepting the little with the assurance that the overflow is on the way. I'm all right with it. I'm content. I'm content. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to accept a little with the assurance of knowing that the overflow is coming. So I'm not going to be afraid of not having nothing. Because I believe God. I believe God because I know that He is not a God that shall lie. So even though I may be in this time in my life that I cannot see it, I'm going to accept that I'm blind to it, but I got the assurance of knowing it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. So it was something said on Friday that blew me. And this is what she said in Breakthrough Service. She said, I may not be able to see the promise, but the promise sees me. That blew me. How can the promise see you? Because He already declared it. I know the thoughts that I have towards you that are good and not evil, for you to have an expected end, which is a future. So I may not see the promise, but the promise sees me. The promise see me. And long as the promise see me, I'm going to keep pressing. When I was up there praying this morning, in the midst of me praying this morning on the altar, oh my gosh, all of a sudden, the Lord lifted me up and jumped me, and I did like this. He said He catapulted the people into their promise, into their overflow. He didn't forget. He forgot absolutely nothing that He said. So while you in this time thinking you standing still, baby, He positioning you to sit on that machine, that catapult. Y'all know what a catapult is, right? For that, and so when you, it's like a slingshot. He gonna throw you into your stuff. You ain't being walked into it, because when you being catapulted, baby, you airborne. Your feet ain't tough, so you ain't got to worry about that river, that water, that ditch. You ain't got to worry about what they say, because there's a lot of people that want to see your very demise. It's a lot of people that want to speak negative to you and make you think and believe that what God done already said to you is not going to come to pass because you ain't seen the check and it's been here for a long time. But let me tell you something about being catapulted. To be catapulted is being lifted up. And when you being lifted up and when you being thrown into something, can't nobody touch, like MC Hammer, can't touch this. Because I'm up here, baby. I'm soaring. I'm flying. You can't stop nothing. They got it. And while you trying to stop it, I'm looking down at you because I'm going right over you. I'm going right. Baby, I'm gone. While you still down there, still back there, and you still talking about that, I'm going, okay. I'm all the way over there, and you still back there. I'm talking about catapulting, baby. I'm talking about being airborne. I'm talking about being lifted up. I'm talking about not just being lifted up. I'm talking about once you up there, when you come down, you being planted. Can't nobody touch this. So it don't matter, because He didn't already say, I got you. I'm holding on to you. You worrying about the wrong stuff. Write down all the stuff you worrying about. You thinking about the wrong folk and the wrong people. If you telling me that I'm going to lose this, or I'm afraid to lose this, or this person gone and out, then guess what? You got a better person for me, because you know that person wasn't good enough for me. If it's a person that I want to hold on to, but you telling me to let go, I'm going to let them go, God. And it may be hard for me, and I may not want to, but I'm going to let them go because I know you got something else coming, and you're going to catapult me into that place. You're going to plant me exactly where you want me to be. I'm not going to do what I want to do. I'm not going to act the way I want to act. And Lord, help me not to think the way that I want to think, because my thoughts will cause me to think wrong, act wrong, and react wrong. So I want to do the right thing, Lord. So I need your help. Catapult me, Jesus. That's all I need you to do. I want to go to the next phase. I want to go to the next dimension. I want to go to my next season. How about that? I want to go to my next season. I may be right here at this time, at this moment, but whatever it is you're trying to teach me, Whatever it is you're trying to show me, I'm going to open up my heart so that you can cut it out. I'm going to open up my life, Father God, so that you can work it out. I'm going to open up my mind, God, so that you can regulate it. I'm going to do all these things. I'm going to do these things because that's what you told me to do. That's what you told me to do. You told me to do certain other things that I could stay in a place of peace. You told me to confess and release and let go. You told me to do all these things. You say, cast your cares on me because you care for me. So I'm going to throw you all this stuff right now, God, because I don't want to get, you know, when your rotary cup get to going out inside of your arm. I've been doing this, them shoulder rolls. Them shoulder. When you get to doing them shoulder rolls, baby, let me tell you something. It's all kind of stuff that you releasing. Then you can be able to throw some stuff. Sometimes you can't throw no stuff. You can't throw no stuff because you're too stiff. You're too proud. Stiff neck, hard hearted. It ain't me, Lord. It ain't not. This person told me before, ain't nothing wrong with me. I said, okay, I'm just going to keep praying for you then. That it stay like that because that's what you believe. That's what you believe. The ways of a man may seem right unto him, but it's not. I want y'all to write down every worry, every problem, every fear, every tear, every concern, any and everything that's troubling you, any and everything that's causing you to be discombobulated, back and forth, wishy-washy, double-minded. It don't matter what it is, fickle. I wouldn't give a rest tell what it is. I want you guys to write all this stuff down. Then I want you to put it on the altar. When you put it on the altar, stay on the altar. Start praying for yourself with any and everything in you that God may heal, deliver, and set you free because he is anointed to do so. I cannot do it for you, but you can. Can't do it for yourself. But as we go into prayer together, touching and agreeing, baby, he can break some chains, loose some shackles, and loosen some bands, all kind of stuff. From this day forward, please understand that you are valuable to God and that you do have value. If somebody else don't see your value, then guess what? They must be blind. And if they blind, then God ain't got them for you. Or he may. They may be in your life at this time for to show you some things or teach you some things. Whatever the case may be, please remember that God knows exactly who you are. He knows you by name. He knows any and everything about you. Stop having lost hope. It ain't over until God says it's over. Can't nothing change unless God changes.
He's with you through stormy weather. Oh, God, God, I serve.
Thank you, Jesus. Write that stuff down, you guys. It don't matter what it is. It don't matter what it is. It don't. Right now. Thank you, Jesus.
It's not over.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you make a way.
Thank you, Jesus. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens, write down all that stuff. Accepting with assurance and knowing without fear. It ain't over until God says over. By what it looked like. Said it. said it's over. It don't matter what it looks like. It don't matter what nobody say. It don't matter what it seems like. You just believe. You just stand on the word of God. You just know that what God said is true, because he cannot lie. God cannot lie, y'all. Ever. 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 It ain't over until he said it's over. Write these things down on yellow sheets of paper, and when you get finished, please put them on the altar. Cast your cares at the feet of the Lord, and then leave them on the altar. Stay on the altar and start praying for yourself. It's everything and everybody in this sanctuary. You know what you're going through. You know the things that trouble you. You know the things that have your mind and your heart all discombobulated. Now's the time for you to give it to the Lord. Now's the time for you to release it. Now's the time for you to let it go. Now's the time for you to take your cares and give them to God. All your troubles, everything that you are afraid of, all the stuff that you are afraid of, give it all to the Lord. Give it to him right now, because you can't do anything about it. You done tried to change it. You done tried to make it better. It's not working out for you. Give it to the Lord. Trust and believe that he can handle it. He can fix it. He can change it. He can rearrange it. He can renew it. He'll refurbish. He'll do any and everything that needs to be done. Believe that, y'all. His arms is not slack, and neither are his hands short. They're not. They're not. It ain't over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It ain't over. I just said all this. This song is just perfect. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We believe you, God. We believe you, God. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine, Lord. And sometimes it may seem like, Father God, that you're not doing nothing. And we want to confess and admit that on today, Lord. But we know, Father God, that you are all powerful and that you are able to do any and everything, God, and that there is absolutely nothing that is impossible with you. We stand on your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know that your word is true. And if your word is true, God, we're going to accept it with that assurance. We're going to have the assurance that any and everything that you said is true, God, because we know that you cannot lie. And because we got that assurance, Lord, we're not going to be afraid of losing nothing. We're not going to be afraid of losing nobody. We're not going to be afraid of what nobody say or what they do. We're not going to be afraid of how nobody act. We're not going to be afraid of losing absolutely nothing, God, because we know, Lord, that anything that we lose, that you will restore, and you will restore double. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are able to do these things. Your hands are not slack, and neither are they short. So in the midst of us waiting, God, we're not just going to believe, but we're going to thank you in advance. How about that? We know that you can shift some things because you are a game changer. We know that you can work it all out, God. We know that you can put back the pieces, Father God, that was out of place. We know that you can change the game, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Father God. You're the one that wrote our story way before we even came into existence, God. You knew who we were, God. You knew us by our name. You named us even before we was formed in the very bowels of our mama's belly. You, God. There's nothing that we see, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, they cannot be changed by you, Lord, because you are the one to hold our power in your hands. You, God. Lord, you told us not to be afraid. Don't be dismayed. You tell us not to worry, and you even tell us not to trouble ourselves, Lord. So every trouble that's troubling us, God, we are going to take the time and simply give it to you. We cast it at your feet. And we know that you got a big old feet because you said that earth is your footstool. You sent your son Jesus, Lord, and you said that he conquered it all for us, Lord. He put everything under his feet, even death, so we're not going to even be afraid to die. Jesus. Oh, my mind, little obosi. We're not going to be afraid if somebody's going to kill us or leave us or hurt us. We're not afraid of any of those things, Lord, because you sent your son, you said he was anointed to heal the broken heart. He was anointed, Father God, for us. We're not going to worry about even what the doctor said, Lord. Because by his stripes we are healed. We claiming our healing right now. That you shifting some things. You changing some things. You is the only one that can do it, Father God. Ain't nobody else capable of it. Ain't nobody else got that kind of power, God. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. Oh, mama, little Bosa. We know that you could tear down the walls that we built up brick by brick, mortar by mortar. We know you could tear it all down, God, because you are our protector. We ain't got to worry about protecting ourselves. We ain't got to worry about it, God, because you are our shield. You, God, is our buckler. So we're not going to be afraid. And we are something in all, God, with assurance in you. Oh, yeah, that's where our confidence lies, Lord. Hold my mind in a little side. So as we lay it down at your feet, as we throw it at the altar, our confidence is in you. There's absolutely nothing we can do on our own because we are nothing without you, God. Absolutely nothing. We can't do nothing without you, God. You are the sole source and the very essence of it all. You are the epitome and the epitopic of our creation. You created us, God. You did it, Lord. Hey! Oh, God, so we accept who we are. Oh, God, touch your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch us, Lord, in a mayo co sanne de lobosia. You know any and everything, Father God, that's heavy on our hearts. I'm asking you to lift it up on today, Lord. Let not your people take these things back with them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but we're casting it at your feet. Oh God, we're giving you all this stuff right now, Lord, that causes us to be heavy laden. You told us to come to you, God, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and you'll give us rest. You told us to take our Daniel Kosia, Hanadarobosi, and cast our cares at your feet. You told us not to trouble ourselves, but you wanted us to yoke up with you, so we're going to yoke up with you on today. We want to yoke up with you today, God, because we know that you are God. And you are God all by yourself. All by yourself. There is nothing that is impossible with you, God. Yes, it may be impossible with us as people, as humans, as men and women. But nothing is impossible with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I'm asking you to remove the scales off the eyes. Uncork the ears, God. Put ourselves on our eyes that we can clearly see, and uncork our ear gates that we can clearly hear, God. Because we know, Father God, that any and everything that you speak, God, is written in your blood, is written in stone, God. You said your word would go and perform that thing that you have already declared. Dispatch your angels on our behalf on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and manifest your glory. Manifest your power on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people will know without a shadow of a doubt that you are real, God. There's nothing that is fake about you, God. You are not Buddha, you're greater. You are not Confucius, Lord, you're greater. You are God. You are God all by yourself. Touch the wounds in the body of today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and birth out that very thing life that you have already declared. Touch the minds of your people today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Regulate their mind and their thoughts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will think of things that are pure and that are good. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are my man, do what you do best, God. And that's it about your people. Continue to to lift your people up in your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will make sound and right decisions in you, because that's where their confidence lies. In you, God. Every prayer that's on this altar, everyone that's in our hearts, the ones that we daddy over master the love of the ones that we write down, and even the ones that in the yoko see that's hidden, God, that we treasure oh so close and dear. I'm asking you to consider removing in everything that's not like you, any hidden motives or any hidden intentions. I'm asking you to uplift that spirit of fear of your people today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would know and remember that you are with them. They do not have to be disdained. They do not have to be up in your give your people the strength that they need, Father God, that they will continue to endure presence towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in you, God. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, let your will be done in their lives, God. Let their will line up with your will, that your perfect will be formed in their life. Dispatch your angels again, God, over and over again. Expose the devices and the tricks of the enemy. Expose it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people will clearly see them, God, and they will not be deceived by what they see, because you are greater, and their greater is coming. Let your people know that you are God. God is. He is in everything that we need him to be. If you got a broken heart, he'll heal it. Oh, God is. He is our hope. When we feel like we are in a hopeless situation, he is our comfort even in the midst of grief. God is all of it. Oh God, lift your people up, God. Lift your people up, Lord. He called my mind that it almost as we give you all this stuff, we shaking it all up, God. Lord, touch the marriages, touch the homes, go in the hospitals, go in the NICU, go to the funeral homes. Oh God, go in the very pits of the hearts of today, God, and restore your people, that they may be postured in the right position, that they may accept the unacceptable, forgiving the unforgivable. Stretch your people, God, that they won't be disdained, Jesus. Oh God, I'm standing in the gap making a petition known for all your people, God. Oh God, shield your people, God, that every fiery dart, it won't be stimulated. It'll bounce off. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, my mom, little lobo, she, I get a lobo. Heal the bodies on today. Even every internal organ, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as he told, oh, my mom, little lobo, I bind and rebuke high blood pressure. Regulate the blood and every blood disorder, leukemia, sugar diabetes, any and every blood disorder, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the kidneys on today, Lord, in the Lobosa. Flush out any and every Lobosi, every disease, every leader of Babasa, the Lobosa, the Lobosi. Touch the Biaka, the Lobosi. Reconstruct the womb, my man, the Roman, the Lobosi, the Lobosi. Regulate the minds, God. Stabilize the thoughts. because nobody can do us like you, God. We trust and we believe you, Father God. We trust and we believe you, God. Removing the grief from the heart, Father God, from the loss of a loved one. Strengthen your people, Father God, where they thought that they was at their weakest, because you say when we are at our weakest, you are our strength. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it for any and every individual that's in here, God. Any and everybody that ever even crossed our path, Lord. I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and let your people know that you're not breaking them, but you are making them. That and everything that they're going through, up with through, God, it was necessary, God, for you to get them into their proper position. Oh God, I'm asking you to cover and comfort on today, Lord, even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. I want to make sure that I anoint each and every one of you guys before you go back to your seat. Thank you.
Every trial, been through. All right.
says, if he doesn't do it, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. I hope it was something said on today that we keep you guys encouraging, knowing that you gotta accept with assurance, knowing without fear. So you ain't got to be afraid of nothing and just accept it simply for what it is. I just thank God for his word on today. Come on, y'all, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Everybody in the sanctuary. I'm just trying to figure out why I ain't anointing kids. I said everybody in the sanctuary, so why I ain't anointing no children? I'm not sure. Is that because y'all was hard-headed and didn't come up here and get anointed? Because I clearly said it, right? So all the kids, please, come to the, to get anointed. I thought I did everybody. I said everybody in the sanctuary. That's including kids. Take off your shoes and your socks as well, please. While I'm doing that, somebody got a testimony. Y'all know I love testimonies, right? I love to hear testimonies. So while I'm anointing the babies, she gonna give her testimony.
And now I got everything.
Look.
Everything. It'll be a few more weeks. I'm going to say, hey, church, here's all the keys. An extra week, y'all going to hear me say, church, I got the keys. It's already paid for, everything laid out for me. I just have to let somebody know that no matter what you go through, how I look on the outside, you don't know what people be going through. And I thank God for everything he done. That's all I can say.
Look at God.
Once you cut out the wrong stuff, all the right stuff gonna come your way. And y'all have a blessed day.
Look at God. Come on, y'all. Look at God ahead. You people to continue to press, and it don't matter what you're going through, what is said, what is done, how people act, what none of that stuff matter. Just accept it with assurance and knowing without fear that your greater is coming. Y'all hear me? Come on, y'all. Let's get down and hand clap and praise. Everybody in the sanctuary, thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his word on today. Oh God, we thank you for your word on today. That thing encouraged me. I don't know about nobody else. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. The Bible declares that we are to give God 10% of our increase. I'm going to read the book of Malachi chapter 3 for you guys. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. God knows just what we need, when we need it, and even how much of it that we need. I love you guys to bits and pieces again. I pray that it was something said on today that will continue to encourage you guys and lift you guys up.